Hi, I'm Seth Peek.
And I'm Ryan Peek.
And we're the Peek Brothers.
Hey there, glad you could make it. Come on in.
Wow, your kitchen looks amazing. So does your whole house.
Thanks. We just had our cabinets refinished by Peek Painting. They did such a fantastic job, we had them come back and paint our whole living area.
I guess you could say they have your stamp of approval.
Yes, sir. Just like everyone else on Google and Yelp. Booking a quote is easy. Just go to peekpainting.com. That's P-E-E-K painting.com. And book a time and day that fits your schedule. No back and forth phone tag. Just click and book.
Sounds too easy.
Hi, I'm Seth Peek.
And I'm Ryan Peek.
And we're the Peek Brothers. From cabinet painting to interior painting.
Exterior painting, both residential and commercial.
We're your go-to family-owned and operated painting company serving all of Slo County. We look forward to working with you. To learn more and book your appointment, visit Peek Painting at peekpainting.com.
Ho, ho, ho! It's time to drop some holiday cheer at the Tatchy Palace. Every Friday in December, join us for Richie's Holiday Puck. Two lucky winners every hour from 5 to 8 p.m. could win their share of over $250,000 in cash and prizes. And you want to know a secret? You can earn extra entries every Wednesday. Every 100 points gets you a ticket into the drawing. That's a lot of holiday luck. Don't miss your chance to win big this holiday season only at the Tatchy Palace Casino Resort in Lemoore.
Do you need the perfect gift this year? You deserve a jacuzzi. This can be the best gift you ever give. Every time you step into your jacuzzi, you'll be reminded of your great gift of massage, relaxation, and rejuvenation that'll last for years to come. Slo Spas on Broad Street in San Luis Obispo, serving the Central Coast since 1983. Best prices on jacuzzi swim spas, regular spas, and infrared saunas. Call today for an estimate or visit Slo Spas on Broad Street across from Staples in San Luis Obispo. 805-544-3565.
Sometimes it's what you've been waiting for, and sometimes it's unexpected. You're pregnant. Tree of Life Pregnancy Care Center is here to help. Services include pregnancy tests and ultrasounds, maternity and baby items, post-abortion support, and lots of helpful information. It's all confidential, and it's all free. There's a Tree of Life in San Luis Obispo, Atascadero, and Paso Robles. Visit our website at treeoflifepsc.com or call us at 805-543-6000. That's 805-543-6000. Tree of Life.
Now, KPRL Local News.
Good morning. Welcome to KPRL's Morning Exchange for Monday, December 23rd, 2024. I'm Kevin Will.
Chief Operating Officer of North County Business arrested for embezzlement. Structure fire breaks out early Sunday morning in Paso Robles. Details of these and other stories coming up. Clouds and fog this morning, then partly cloudy skies. Highs right around 70. It's 50 degrees.
This hour of the Morning Exchange is brought to you by Solarponics. Solar for savings, battery backup security. Don't just go solar, go Solarponics. Now with the most comprehensive local news on the Central Coast, Chris Garcia.
Local news is brought to you by Blazin' Bear, helping families and businesses secure their financial freedom. The Atascadero Police Department received a report from the owner of Scott O'Brien Fire and Safety in May of 2024, alleging that one of the company's employees may be involved in a case of embezzlement. A recent release by the city of Atascadero says that detectives investigated this report and discovered that the company's chief operating officer, Robert Vasquez, has embezzled nearly $425,000 from the business for nearly 5 years, between January 2019 and October 2023. Detectives allege the 37-year-old Paso Robles resident used company funds for personal expenses, including rent payments, cash withdrawals, and paying his personal credit card bills. He was arrested and booked into the San Luis Obispo County Jail on December 19th, with bail set to $20,000. The Behavioral Health Department for San Luis Obispo County announced they have received a grant from the California Office of Traffic Safety. The grant totals to $141,500, which the department says will go to educational efforts for youth traffic safety. The release by the department says traffic crashes are the leading cause of death for individuals 15 to 24 years old in the United States. The educational campaigns will target local high schools, Cuesta College, and Cal Poly San Luis Obispo, focusing on reducing alcohol and drug-impaired distracted driving. Structure fire breaks out early Sunday morning. I'll have that and other stories coming up. KPRL News Time is 7:09.
Blazin' Bear Insurance Services is dedicated to protecting what matters to help clients achieve their strategic goals and objectives. We guide business owners in the areas of key person, business protection, succession, and estate planning, utilizing a secure online business valuation tool that helps them grow and manage their business. We mentor individuals and families to help them strengthen and protect their financial standing with the appropriate use of various life and disability insurance products. And we work with those approaching retirement who are interested in fixed annuities and planning for long-term care needs. We employ a consultative approach to the insurance planning process, making sure that it aligns with your big picture financial goals and objectives. This is Barry Fisher, Blazin' Bear Insurance. You deserve a sound and well-balanced strategy and plan. Call today, 805-635-7200, or visit blazinbear.com. And don't miss our weekly radio show, Protecting What Matters, on KPRL, Tuesday, starting at 12:30 p.m.
KPRL News continues at 7:10. A structure fire erupted early Sunday morning for a workshop in Paso Robles. The fire was first reported at around 5:30 a.m., located at 895 Kyler Canyon Road. Units from CAL FIRE and the Paso Robles and Atascadero Fire Departments responded, finding what appeared to be an attached garage or workshop ablaze. No one was inside the building while it was on fire, and while a nearby residence was exposed to the fire, the threat was mitigated, according to CAL FIRE. Crews remained at the scene mopping up the blaze and limiting fire hazards until the afternoon hours. The cause of the fire remains under investigation. On Friday last week, the repaving project at Golden Hill Road from Creston to Rolling Hills was scheduled to be completed. However, the project was delayed due to weather and other events. Here's Paso Robles Capital Projects engineer Titus Esperanza on that.
Unfortunately, the unexpected rain put off the completion of the road as previously planned. And on top of that, the asphalt plant broke down, and consequently, there was no material available to put on the road. The contractor has shuffled and figured it all out and finally found a plant to provide the asphalt that's needed. So starting on Monday, December 23rd, they will finish the road paving.
Due to the rain forecast on Tuesday, Ditas also said the contractor will get as much work done as possible today. Expect delays on Golden Hill Road from Creston to Rolling Hills. With the Creston Road project, construction on a new concrete gutter across Nickerson at Creston will begin today. Here's Ditas once again on that.
We are taking advantage of the holiday break with the school district. And so in order to put in that cross gutter, traffic will need to detour through Bolin. Motorists will not be able to cross Nickerson at Creston because of the concrete cross gutter being installed. So this would start on the week of December 23rd and would last for the full winter break session. By the time school is back in session on Monday, January 6th, it will be open.
That's Paso Robles Capital Projects engineer Ditas Esperanza. The city of Paso Robles reminds residents of its hours for the upcoming holidays. City Hall Library, Centennial Park, and administrative offices will be closed on December 25th and January 1st for Christmas and New Year's Day, respectively. Offices will be open the following business days. Closures will start at 5 p.m. on Christmas and New Year's Eve. Trash, recycling, and green waste collection will also be delayed by one day for the rest of the week for each holiday. For instance, collections scheduled for Wednesday to Friday will be collected Thursday to Saturday this week. Several dozen laws will go into effect in California starting January 1st, 2025. Here are some of those laws now. AB 413 will prohibit drivers from parking within 20 feet of a crosswalk or within 15 feet where there is a curb extension. This is to increase visibility for pedestrians and drivers at intersections. AB 1825, also known as the Freedom to Read Act, requires libraries to adopt a formal policy by January 1st, 2026, that clearly defines its selection and deselection of library materials. In addition, removing books from public libraries will be significantly harder under this law. AB 374 will allow cannabis shops to sell non-cannabis-infused, non-alcoholic food or beverage products. They will also be allowed to hold live music or other performances on the premises. In sports for the NFL, the Commanders defeated the Eagles 36-33, the Raiders beat the Jaguars 19-14, the Cowboys over the Buccaneers 26-24, the Dolphins defeated the 49ers 27-17, the Rams beat the Jets 19-9. Tonight in Monday Night Football, the Saints will face the Packers. In the NBA, on Saturday, the Lakers beat the Kings 103-99, the Warriors over the Timberwolves 113-103, the Mavericks defeated the Clippers 113-97. Yesterday, the Pacers beat the Kings 122-95. Tonight, the Warriors will face the Pacers, and the Lakers will go against the Pistons. Local news is brought to you by Davis Body Shop, with more than 1,200 verified 5-star reviews from North County residents. KPRL News Time is 7:15. California news coming up next.
Great Body Shop. I was hit by another vehicle and took my truck to Davis. The work was done over a month ago and the repair work still looks great. No hidden problems. The truck left Davis in better condition than before the accident. Thanks to Tim and Patrick for all the extra work. It's really appreciated.
And thanks to you, Scott, from Atascadero, for the nice words about Davis Body Shop. However, Scott is not the only one who feels that way about Davis Body Shop. Listen to what Peggy C. has to say.
Our family needed repairs to one of our cars, and friends had recommended Davis Body Shop. We were very pleased with their helpfulness, their attention to detail that was provided to us. They explained the process and kept us updated as repairs were made. They also assisted us in securing a rental car. I would definitely recommend them to anyone who needs repairs to a car.
And Davis Body Shop has a 100% guarantee. Davis Body Shop, Atascadero, and Davis Body Shop, Theater Drive at Paso Chevrolet.
California Headline News. Number of colleges urging their foreign students to return to campus before January's inauguration. Concerned that President-elect Trump could place travel bans like his first presidency. Jackie Lee attends UC Berkeley, currently studying abroad, and plans on coming back.
Promoting this kind of international discourse and promoting international intellectual exchange would be a good idea for America to maintain the status of being, you know, a champion in academia.
The Trump transition team isn't confirming any travel bans. Nonstop tributes to legendary baseball star Ricky Henderson, whose death was announced over the weekend. Warriors coach Steve Kerr among those talking about what Henderson meant to fans.
The all-time great baseball players, I think one of the all-time great athletes in the history of our country, and just stunning athleticism.
Henderson was MLB's all-time leader in runs scored, stolen bases, and seasons played, 24 seasons, 14 of them with the Oakland Athletics. Jeff Scott, California News.
This is an ad by BetterHelp. What's your perfect night? Is it curling up on the couch for a cozy, peaceful night in? Therapy can feel a bit like that. Your comfort place, where you replenish your energy. With BetterHelp, get matched with a therapist based on your needs, entirely online. It's convenient and suited to your schedule. Find comfort this season with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/jingle to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/jingle, J-I-N-G-L-E.
JCPenney's Super Saturday sale has last-minute gifts and bigger savings for everyone. This weekend through Christmas Day, wrap up your list with our biggest doorbusters. Grab men's dress shirts and pants now, buy one, get one free, in-store only. Scoop up the coziest sweaters starting at $12.99 and get warm Sherpa throws for $14.99 each. Dash away with all the right gifts, all the right prices, all in the nick of time. JCPenney, make it count. Offers valid 12/20 through 12/25. Exclusions apply. See store or jcp.com for details.
Blake's Incorporated, your True Value Hardware Center, would like to sincerely thank the people of North County for their loyalty and continued patronage. Blake's has remained a favorite in general and industrial hardware and building materials because they care about the customer. They care enough to offer products from companies like the nation's preferred fastener manufacturer, Midwest Fastener. Midwest Fastener offers nuts and bolts in standard and metric sizes, chrome fasteners, deck screws, machine screws, and many specialty products. And don't forget, Blake's carries a full line of Easy Care interior and Weatherall exterior paints. Whether you're a pro or taking on a do-it-yourself home improvement project for the first time, Blake's is here to help with expert advice, tools, equipment, and the products you need to get the job done. Blake's Incorporated, your True Value Hardware Center, open 7 days a week at 17th and Riverside in Paso Robles. Blake's True Value Hardware Center.
KPRL News continues at 7:19. Food and Farm News, sponsored by Dignified Hope Care, assisting seniors part-time or 24/7 with quality caregiving and nursing care from Orchid to Paso Robles. UCANR Innovate, the innovation arm of the University of California Agriculture and Natural Resources, has opened applications for its VineConnect program. California farmers are at the heart of global food production, but staying ahead requires constant innovation. To meet this challenge, VineConnect bridges the gap between innovation and application by helping entrepreneurs tailor proven technologies for farmers to ease weed control, harvest, and other farming tasks. Each year, the VineConnect program runs three cohorts, each centered on different focus areas within California agriculture. Food and Farm News was brought to you by Dignified Hope Care. Trust the medical care staff officially licensed to serve our seniors across the Central Coast. Call 805-510-1234. DignifiedHopeCare.com. Traffic brought to you by Matt Smog and Car Care at 834 Paso Robles Street in Paso Robles. The California Highway Patrol reports highways and roadways throughout the North County are clear so far this Monday morning. No reports of accidents or traffic hazards within the past half hour. Traffic was brought to you by Matt Smog and Car Care in Paso Robles. Weather brought to you by Pacific West Steel. High-quality metal roofing solutions for all commercial, residential, and agriculture needs. Cloudy skies this morning with some fog, then partly cloudy skies in the afternoon. Highs right around 70, northwest winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Partly cloudy tonight with increasing clouds overnight, lows in the upper 40s, south-southwest winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Cloudy skies tomorrow with about a 70% chance of rain showers early, highs in the upper 50s, west winds at 10 to 20 miles per hour. Extended forecast is partly cloudy on Christmas, then on Thursday, mostly cloudy on Friday, partly cloudy this weekend into Monday. Upper 50s on your Christmas Day, low 60s Thursday, mid-60s on Friday, upper 60s Saturday, mid-60s on Sunday, 63 a week from today. Currently, it is 50 degrees and cloudy with some fog in Paso Robles. Weather is brought to you by Pacific West Steel. High-quality metal roofing solutions for all commercial, residential, and agriculture needs. KPRL News Time is 7:22.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Jerry Willis, and this is the Fox Business Report. A record holiday travel season is underway, and airfares are also on the extreme end.
If you got a fare less than $830 for the round trip, well, you got better than average. That's up 4% from last year. International travel and cost up to $1,600, the average round trip overseas. That's up 13%.
Fox's Jeff Flock. And a major merger underway in the auto industry. Japanese automakers Nissan and Honda are formally exploring a merger, which would create the world's third largest automaker. The companies hope to complete the deal by August of 2026. The talks come as both automakers struggle to compete with the largest global electric vehicle makers, including Tesla and Chinese automaker BYD. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Lillian Wu, invested in you.
Why pay more for prescriptions? Stop overpaying and start saving with SingleCare. It's easy. Find your prescription on SingleCare.com, show the coupon at the pharmacy, and start saving. SingleCare works at pharmacies nationwide and is completely free to use, whether you have insurance or not. So the next time you fill a prescription, check SingleCare to make sure you're getting the best price. Take control of your prescription costs. Go to SingleCare.com or download the free app today.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
Wesley here from Stove and Spa Center. I just wanted to thank you for letting us make your life more comfortable for 35 years. You can see and explore all of our hearth products, wood, gas, pellet, and electric, to keep you warm and cozy during cold and wet winters. Or maybe you're looking to enjoy the benefits of what hot tub's soothing water can do for your body and to melt away the stress that living today brings on. Or perhaps you want to get in better shape this year by exercising in one of our swim spas. There are many models and sizes. We even have models with treadmills built into them. We have a large showroom with lots of the products we sell. Plus, lead times to get products have been greatly reduced. And of course, you can still get all the supplies and even get your water tested for your pool and spa. Open Tuesday through Saturday. come check us out at Stove and Spa Center, 7485 El Camino Real, Atascadero, between Curberel and Moyle Roads. All products we offer are on our website at stoveandspa.com.
Pacific West Steel, specializing in metal roofing and metal siding for homes, barns, awnings, commercial buildings, and more. Offering customers multiple product solutions. No job is too big or too small. For longevity, energy savings, and durability, call Adam Andrade, Pacific West Steel, the industry leader, 805-238-1783. That's 805-238-1783 for Pacific West Steel.
If you're in need of tires or exceptional auto service, then head on over to American West Tire and Auto in Atascadero. They're your go-to destination for top brand name tires that'll keep you cruising smoothly on the road ahead. But that's not all. Their full service repair shop is geared up and ready to tackle any automotive challenge you throw their way. American West Tire and Auto, 8750 El Camino Real, Atascadero, or online at AmericanWestTireAndAuto.com.
Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant in Paso Robles is open for lunch and dinner 7 days a week. That means you can treat yourself to some of the best Chinese food around any day or every day of the week. Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant in the Albertson Center on Niblick Road in Paso Robles. Dine in or for takeout or delivery. Call 805-238-9229. Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant, 238-9229. Open every day.
Lindsay and Greg from K. John's Jewelry Company here. Greg and I have a strong military background. My stepfather, Dave King, is a retired Navy commander who served for 22 years.
My father, Gary Simpkins, was a fighter pilot who was killed in Vietnam. And my adoptive father, Lou Chatham, was a Blue Angel and is a retired two-star admiral who served for 31 years.
And my husband, Greg here, is pretty bad action himself. He's a U.S. Army Green Beret combat veteran, which means, well, he can't really tell me what that means. Needless to say, we love our vets. That's why we pay the sales tax for active duty and retired veterans.
And we are proud to have a huge selection of U.S.-made jewelry, which is rare in the jewelry industry.
And a shout out to the wives and family members of those who serve. We appreciate you too. I know firsthand what it's like to have your loved one overseas, so thank you for your service as well. We hope to see you and thank you in person this holiday season. Be sure to check out kjohns.com for our special holiday hours.
Email into the studio, kevin@kprl.com. The stream is kprl.com. Freedom of speech brought to you by Glenn's Repair and Rental, El Camino Real, Atascadero. 238-577-5238-KPRL to join us on the Monday edition.
So this is Christmas. And what have you done? So this is Christmas. I hope you have fun. The near and the dear ones, the old and the young,
a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Let's hope it's a good one without any fear.
The Morning Exchange, KPRL.
All right, gun safety laws and rules and stuff going on in the state of California. Jake from Uncle Ed's will be in with me this afternoon. Then Susanna working on confirmation for her guest in the 1 o'clock hour here on The Right Choice. Again, if you're just joining us with the holidays. And tomorrow in the noon hour, we will have a couple of specials, a couple of classics. And then at 2 o'clock, we will officially start our KPRL Magic of Christmas. And that will run until 4 o'clock Christmas afternoon. And then some more specials will be on Thursday in the noon hour because Karen will have, she's taking time off to be with her family. And then we'll have some specials on the 31st in the noon hour and, of course, on New Year's Day. As a matter of fact, the one on the 31st, I'll kind of give you a little bit of a tease. It has to do with two performers who passed away on Christmas Eve, New Year's Eve. New Year's Day. So, I mean, big time performers going back a while, but they made an impact on the country music world and also in rock and roll and rockabilly and a little bit on television as well. So, look forward to those coming up here on the not on the Morning Exchange. So, all right, let's see here. I came across something, as I like to do, and government regulation. Government regulation. What does that do? Well, if you go back and if you track the administrations, Biden, Trump, and Obama, I'll just give you some numbers here on the paperwork hours because of the administrations. For example, the paperwork it takes businesses and households with the government regulations under Biden is 267 million hours. Under Trump, it was 67 million. And under Obama, it was 235. So far and away, you have the two Democrats leading the way. Now, you also get into the final rules, the final cost to the American taxpayer. Under Obama, it was $303 billion. Under Trump, it was $30 billion. Under Biden, it's $1.37 trillion. And the Democrats are running around wanting to know why people didn't vote for Harris. Now, this is a story. It's called the Competitive Enterprise Institute. It quantifies the annual cost of federal regulations. Now, the people at this Enterprise Institute calculated that the federal regulatory burden costs the average American household more than $15,000 per year. Now, that total is $2.1 trillion in additional annual costs to Americans. Think about that. That's federal regulations that it costs the American people. And also you have some other things that are coming into play, and the Biden administration, and the speculation is that the Trump administration will, you know, overdo this. And this has to do with your appliances, the household appliances that the Biden administration has gone after, and this includes washing machines, refrigerators, air conditioners, gas stoves, light bulbs, furnaces, and ceiling fans. So, for example, in ceiling fans, according to analysis of the DOE, the new rules would save households about $39 over the lifespan of the new energy-efficient fan. Well, what it will do, according to those in the small business community, the House small business community, which claim that it could put about 30% of small business ceiling manufacturers out of business. And again, some of these may be overturned by the Trump administration. For those of you that like to stay warm, the DOE under Biden implemented energy regulations to prohibit new gas furnaces non-condensing gas furnaces by 2028 by requiring that non-weathered gas furnaces achieve an annual fuel utilization efficiency of 95%. Well, again, when you talk to the manufacturers and so forth, that the cost would increase about 30% for seniors, 26% for low income, and 27%, this is an increase for small business consumers if the regulations go into effect. Again, that's more to the money of government regulation, what it's cost us. Hi, good morning.
Good morning, man. Well, I'm surprised you haven't brought up the latest debacle tax-wise, but we'll do it now. And that's the payroll tax in California. You didn't know you had one, did you? Well,
I know we do, yeah.
They legislated it, and they didn't pay. They defaulted on their $20 billion federal loan. They borrowed that money to pay unemployment insurance during COVID, and they're supposed to have paid it back by now.
Yeah,
and
Yeah, I brought that up about 2 or 3 weeks ago.
Yeah, right. And now it's going to, into effect because they indeed have defaulted on the loan. So we're talking about an extra $21 per employee in payroll taxes for California. That's just next year. In 2026, it goes up to $42. In 27, it goes up to $63, and so forth. That's what you're up against. That's what your Democrat legislature and governor in this state have subjected you to. So small business is going to be heavily impacted by this.
Well, what I find maybe deplorable about it is I did not see that story in any major media. I just happened to stumble upon it on one of these, in no disrespect, but one of these, you know, smaller outfits that I saw that and I go, my gosh, where has this information been? And like I said, didn't hear much about it afterwards in any of the major media sources.
That's correct. I took it off line, the story, but you're right. It hasn't been reported by the mainstream people, period. And this state, you're talking about a substantial amount of money for small businesses to pay in payroll tax, and not to mention the employees themselves, because of an inept Democrat legislature and governor in this state. So it's in your wallet, my wallet. Everybody's supposed to have all this money we can afford to send government. You have a little boy running this state, never had a job in his life, not even taking the trash out. So that's what you're up against, because now they just subscribe to you, for you, 3 major increases in state income tax in order to pay back a loan that they took out because they didn't have the money to pay their unemployment insurance. The question is, why didn't they have the money? Because they don't budget correctly, and they're spending money on things that don't matter. That's what's happened. So here we go with just, we don't even have to leave the state of California, and we're going to be pummeled.
Well, and also, you know, with this particular issue and others regarding the money, this is the same child that for the last couple of years, until basically he got caught, saying the state is fine.
Yes.
You know, we're what, $80 billion in the hole?
At least, yeah. At least, because everywhere you look, every department you look at, your state pension system, your state teacher's pension system, they're both underwater. What does underwater mean in a pension system? If everybody that's eligible for a pension shows up tomorrow to draw their pension, the state can't pay it. The system can't pay it. It could have if it was properly invested, but this state has been screwed up in that regard for a long time.
Well, just how much money, or billions probably, will the state, is it going to cost just in interest?
Correct. That's exactly what's going on. You're barely making interest payments at the rates that they're going to be charging you in additional monies. That's $20+ a year for the next 3 years. Increase in payroll tax if you work in the state of California. So, lots of luck, folks.
Well,
I don't get it. I don't know why people keep voting, especially this governor, in. And we had a chance to get rid of him, and nobody took a. They didn't use the availability of that opportunity to get rid of him. So now you got him.
Well, okay. I just saw this an analysis of this mess. Now, depending on the interest rates, this debt could cost the state anywhere from $3 billion to $7 billion in interest payments, possibly through 2033.
Correct.
So what's the state going to have to do?
Well, eventually you go bankrupt. But so far, no states have done that. Come awfully close. You have three states that are close right now, California, Illinois, and New York. They're patching, they're doing patchwork budgeting right now. That's what the state of California has separated out their departments in order to avoid the large amounts of money being reported. Smaller amounts per department can be reported. But if you add them all up, it comes to multiples of billions of dollars.
Well,
and apparently the legislature didn't have any compunction whatsoever about committing workers and small businesses in the state of California, because these are federal rules. The federal government is going to come get their money. And it's $20 billion plus interest. We don't have it.
Well,
and they want it.
Well, government, in particular in California, is going to get it. And they're going to, it's going to be through you and I.
That's it. That's exactly what we're saying here. Here we go. More taxes.
But, you know, even with this mess, when you look at the bonds that people voted for in this state, I wonder how many realize what the actual cost of the bonds will be.
Kevin, I'm sad to report this. People, a lot of people, too many in my view, don't even understand the bond process. They don't understand what a bond is. They think it's free money. It's not free money.
No, it's pathetic. All right,
it is pathetic, and we're gonna live it. If you're not prepared, you better start getting there.
Yep. All right,
we'll talk soon.
All right, thank you. Bye. All right, so on this, the current debt regarding this issue has triggered and listen to this, $21 increase per employee that employers must pay in payroll taxes starting this year. Employers' rates will keep rising an additional $21 per employee each year until the state pays off the debt to the federal government for a total of $945 per employee through 2031. That's according to the projections by the Legislative Analyst's Office based on the average state unemployment insurance tax rate. Okay. You know, we blame the politicians. We blame the politicians, and I understand that to a point. However, I blame the people. Why? It's simple. They keep putting these people back in office. They keep putting them back in office over and over and over again. And this is the mess that we're in because of that short-sighted thinking. Okay. Now, we were talking about the Biden administration and so forth and the regulations. The most costly of the regulations was the Environmental Protection Agency's tailpipe vehicle emission rule. And these regulations, what it costs the American people. Now, this is just this one. $870 billion. Now, President Biden has increased his regulatory burden by $875.3 billion more than that on a couple occasions. Now, that nearly matches the $890 billion total under President Obama's regulations during his entire presidency. Now, the average cost of one of Biden's regulations is over $1.5 billion. In comparison, the regulations under Obama averaged $250. So think about that. We got time? Yes, we do. We have time. Hi, good morning. Good morning.
Good morning. I had a question because you were asking how it is that, you know, like Gavin Newsom is being reelected, and the recalls aren't working, and we got legislators that have no financial acumen of any kind, let alone control. But my question is, what is the percentage of people out there that vote that really pay no taxes? Because they're the overwhelming number of people that vote to have these people come back into office, but yet they contribute nothing.
That's a good question. We seem to have data and information on all kinds of things in this country, in this state, but I've never seen the numbers on that one. That would be interesting to see.
I would assume it would be quite high.
That's my guess. That's why government keeps giving them carrots.
Exactly right. So it's not that people are stupid. Fact of the matter is, people are smart. If you pay nothing and vote for people that are going to give you more subsidies and more packages that are going to benefit you, you will vote for that person. You don't care where the money comes from.
Well, I don't. I disagree to a point where you said that, well, they're smart. One, it's selfish, but they have to understand that, I mean, if you say they're smart, and I don't think they are, they should be able to realize, because this is simple. Well, where is that money coming from? Who's producing it? How is the government going to get that money to me, or the things that they promise? Well, it's going to cost you, even though you haven't paid anything to it. When you go and buy things, the cost is going to continue to increase, because the government needs that money that they're giving away. And there's more people wanting to have the freebie. So I don't think that's a smart person that wants to continue to vote that way. Selfish, yes. Smart, no.
Well, they certainly don't care. And it's manifest in what we see in the state of California. And like you said, you've got Illinois and New York, which is basically the popular vote.
Unfortunately. All right, sir. Good. That's a very good question. I may have to do a little bit of digging on that. We got to go, but thank you. All right. Well, thank you twice. Thank you.
Local news update brought to you by Stiefel Investment Services. The County Behavioral Health Department for San Luis Obispo County announced they have received a grant from the California Office of Traffic Safety. The grant totals to around $141,000, which the department says will go to educational efforts for youth traffic safety. A structure fire erupted early Sunday morning for a workshop in Paso Robles. The fire was first reported at around 5:30 a.m., located at 895 Kyler Canyon Road. A workshop had caught fire, though no one was inside the building. Crews remained on site, limiting fire hazards until the afternoon hours, and the cause remains under investigation. Details of these and other stories coming up. Clouds and fog this morning, then partly cloudy skies in your afternoon. Highs right around 70. It's 50 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Stiefel Investment Services.
Ace Auto Care in Atascadero. The best price and service on brakes, tires, smog checks, oil changes, and more. Ace Auto Care. All your vehicle needs. Everything you want.
Fox News. I'm Chris Foster. 37 of the 40 prisoners on federal death row have their sentences converted to life in prison without parole by President Biden.
President Biden is not commuting the death sentences for three inmates. Robert Bowers, convicted of a mass shooting at a synagogue. Dylan Roof, convicted of a mass shooting at a black church. And Jokhar Tsarnaev, convicted for his role in the Boston Marathon bombing.
Fox's Jared Halpern. Former Florida Congressman Matt Gaetz wants a restraining order to block the release of a House Ethics Committee report about him. And Honda and Nissan announced plans to merge.
The companies plan to complete the deal by August of 2026. Mitsubishi, which is roughly one quarter owned by Nissan, will decide by next month if it wants to join the new group. Toyota and Volkswagen are the world's largest auto groups by vehicle sales.
Fox's Lillian Wu, the merged company would be the third largest. America's listening to Fox News.
Hello, KPRL listeners. This is Aaron Hunt at Shadow Run Vineyards, inviting you to take a drive in the countryside out to Creston and taste wine at our ranch, vineyard, and winery. Shadow Run is located on La Ponza Road between the 41 and 58. We're open Friday through Sunday, 11 to 5, no appointment required. Mention KPRL for a free tasting with the winemaker for you and your party. Hope to see you soon.
Looking for a great indoor activity to get moving? Try Uncle Ed's Outfitters Indoor Archery for everyone 7 and over when accompanied by an adult. The new archery range is open 24 hours a day with unlimited access and coded entry for members. Uncle Ed's Outfitters would be happy to rent archery equipment or give you or the family a lesson from a USA Archery certified instructor. Book an hour or a day of indoor archery at Uncle Ed's Tuesday through Saturday from 10 to 6 in the Oak Shopping Center in Atascadero near Guest House Grill.
Need inspiration for your holiday gifts? Let the Blenders be your Santa's helper this season. From beautiful scarves, cozy sweaters, jackets, vests, lovely handbags, wallets, and fantastic accessories. Gift certificates available too. Thank you for your support of our local businesses. Be sure to follow us on Facebook and Instagram for holiday hours. Merry Christmas from the Blenders, 538 12th Street, downtown Paso Robles.
North County weather.
Brought to you by Hutch Heating and Air. Well, some fog this morning, then clouds the remainder of the day, high right around 70. Cloudy skies tonight, maybe a 35% chance of rain overnight. Now, tomorrow morning, about a 75% chance of rain, those overnight lows in the upper 30s. Then remaining cloudy for your Christmas Eve, Tuesday, highs in the upper 50s. For your Christmas Day on Wednesday, partly cloudy, upper 50s, low 60s Thursday, Friday, mid-60s, upper 60s Saturday, back to the mid-60s on Sunday, and even back to the low 60s on Monday, a week from today. Today's UV index will be 3 up and down, 7:11 a.m., 4:55 p.m., and we're still at 50 degrees. Weather was brought to you by Hutch Heating and Air. Go online, hutcheatingandair.com. Community Calendar is brought to you by American Riviera Bank. They are on the corner of 16th and Spring. Alrighty, we have, where is this? Oh, here they are. The San Luis Obispo Symphony. They have the opportunity for you to ring in the New Year's with the Rhapsody in Blue, an unforgettable evening of music honoring the 100th anniversary. And anyone age 100 plus gets 2 free tickets to the event. How about that? And, of course, that is coming up at the concert on December 31st, 7:30 at the Performing Arts Center in San Luis Obispo. The doors will open at 6:30. So, bring in the new year with Rhapsody in Blue. And for more information, you can go to slowsymphonyorchestra.com/calendar/Rhapsody in Blue. All right. Good luck with that. Also on the community calendar, it is coming at the One Cool Earth. One Cool Earth, this is at Chandon Elementary School, Friday, January 3rd, and this is their first, their fruit tree pruning event. They'll be teaming with the rare fruit growers of the Central Coast to teach all of us how to prune the fruit trees, and that will take place at the Chandon Elementary School, January 3rd, from 1 until 3. Now, bring pruners, shears, and stuff if you have them. They'll have hot Snyder and snacks for you. That's coming up January 3rd, so learn how to do it the right way. Community Calendar was brought to you by American Riviera Bank, always looking for the best way to serve you.
Happy, happy birthday, baby.
Birthdays and anniversaries brought to you by Bella Jewel. Fine jewelry. You still have time to get in there to do your job. Do your job. All right, local celebrities. We have Gavin Hertler, Marge Hertler, Ron Ketchum. Brittany Keats is having a birthday. My goodness. Joy Sanders, Amy Burgett, and Brandon Ingermanson. So happy birthday and happy anniversary to all our local celebrities. I don't know why. I just started looking down the list because I thought there was somebody missing. Oh, on this other list over here, the Mormon leader, Joseph Smith, 1805-1844. Baseball catcher, manager, and owner. He won the most games of any manager. 3,700. I'm rounding it off. And he also lost the most, 39. Connie Smith. Not Connie Smith. She was a singer. Connie Mack. Cornelius McGillicuddy. 1862, 1956. Don McNeil from the Breakfast Club, radio host, 1907, 1996. This guy was a good actor, and he was funny in Barney Miller. James Gregory, 1911, 2002. The flamenco dancer and actor, Jose Greco, 1918, 2000. Gerald O'Loughlin from the Rookies, 1921, 2050. Coach of the Fighting Irish and the Packers and others. Dan Devine, 1924, 2002. Harry Gordino, he was in a lot of movies with Clint Eastwood, including The Enforcer and Dirty Harry. Harry was born in 1925, passed away in 1995. Dick Weber, the golf champ, Hall of Famer, 1929, 2005. The golden boy from Louisville and Flagey High School. That's where Gordy died. Jeff Dye's mother's brother was a fullback for Mr. Paul Hornung, 1935, 2020. Paul Hornung came to East Tennessee State my first game, my freshman year. We were playing Appalachian State. And I don't know how Coach Frazier knew him, and I never asked for whatever reason. So Paul Hornung came in before the game and gave us a pep talk as we were getting ready to take the field against Appalachian State. We lost 48-0. Johnny Kidd, the singer, 1935, 1966. Little Lester Phillips, 1935, 1994. Pro Football Hall of Famer with the Packers, teammate of Hornung. Willie Wood, 1936, 2020. Also, I love the song, Have You Seen Her? Eugene Record, a singer for the Shy Lights, 1940, 2005. The composer, If I Were a Carpenter, and some other things. And that would be Tim Harden, 1941, 1980. Pretty good pitcher with the Mets and others. Jerry Kuzman, 1942. Harry Shearer, the actor, 1943. Also on the list we do have Susan Lucci. She was on All My Children, 1946, Pro Football Hall of Famer, one of the best, Jack Hamm, 1948. Johnny Contardo from Sha-na-na, he was born in 1951. Kevin Rustani, not a bad hoopster with the Bucks and others, 1951. David Murray from Iron Maiden, 1956. Jim Harbaugh, quarterback, yes, indeed, and of course, he's a little bit of a coach, isn't he? 1963 from Pearl Jam, Eddie Vedder, 1964. Rick White, baseball pitcher, 1968. Also on the list as we go down, Victor Martinez, not a bad baseball player, catcher, 1978. And who else? Holly Madison, the actress and model, 1979. And Mallory Hagan, the model. And that is it. All right. Where are we? What time? Oh, got to run. Running out of time. So passing away on this day, Jack Webb, 1982. Also, Hideki Tojo. He was the prime minister during World War II, and he called for the attack on Pearl Harbor. Now, after the war, he and six others were hanged. Now, while incarcerated, he received a new set of dentures made by an American dentist with the phrase, "Remember Pearl Harbor," secretly inscribed in Morse code. How about that? And then Victor Borger, going to the top of the list today. The golden boy from Louisville, Kentucky, that is Mr. Paul Hornung. Three consecutive years, he led the NFL in scoring because he was also a place kicker. Also was a rushing champ as well, three times, well, I said scoring leader, MVP, and also four-time NFL champion, including the winner of the first Super Bowl with the Green Bay Packers. And he was recruited to play at Kentucky by Bear Bryant when he was the head coach, but he chose Notre Dame instead. Vince Lombardi said that Paul Hornung was the greatest player he ever coached.
Local news update brought to you by Mars Mega Storage in Paso Robles. Big or small, they store it all. The repaving project at Golden Hill Road from Creston to Rolling Hills was slated to be completed on Friday last week. However, the project was delayed due to the weather and issues with supplies. The project will be instead start today, and the contractor will attempt to finish as much work as possible due to the rain tomorrow. Dozens of laws will go into effect in California starting January 1st, 2025. One of those laws is AB 374, which will allow cannabis shops to sell non-cannabis-infused, non-alcoholic food or beverage products. They'll also be allowed to hold live musical or other performances on the premises. Details of these and other stories coming up. Partly cloudy skies today, highs right around 70, it's 50 degrees.
Local news update brought to you by Mars Mega Storage, marsmegastorage.com.
Over the years, his 1956 Heisman has been questioned, but in the 56th season, he led his team offensively in passing, rushing, scoring, kickoff and punt returns and punt in, and he also played defense, led the team in passes broken up, and was second on the team in interception and tackles. It's not a bad year. This hour of the Morning Exchange brought to you by Solarponics. Don't just go solar, go Solarponics.
You're listening to the North County's choice for local news and Sound Off 1230 till 2, KPRL, Paso Robles, Templeton, Atascadero.